found in a combined state as a building block for animals, humans, plants, soils, and trees. Most elements like to be in their stable form, which is why carbon tends to bond with different molecules to form allotropes. An allotrope is when an element has two or more physical forms, like the graphite and diamond of carbon. The allotropes of carbon form through covalent bonds. A covalent bond is a molecule bond where electrons are shared between atoms to create a more stable molecule. Carbon also has different isotopes, which are carbon-12, carbon-13, carbon-14, and about 12 others. These forms have 6 protons with a varying number of neutrons in the inner shells. An isotope will always have an equal number of protons, but different neutron numbers in the nuclei, which can alter the atomic mass of the atom, but not the chemical properties. Carbon also forms numerous compounds, labeled organic compounds. Carbon can form long chains of carbon-to-carbon bonds to create stable bonds that are strong so that it can bond with organisms and other elements. A unique quality of carbon, the bonds it can form, are often with hydrogen. The hydrocarbon molecule is a simple formation, which is created with carbon atoms and hydrogen atoms. Carbon will form 4 covalent bonds that are given labels, single, double, or triple. A single covalent bond is formed with the 4 outer electrons of carbon. These are known as valence electrons because they are the outermost electrons of an atom's shell. For stability, carbon likes to bond with its 4 valence electrons in a single covalent bond because this gives it a total of 8 electrons on the outer shell. Methane gas is 4 hydrogen atoms and 1 carbon atom, in which hydrogen pairs its 1 valence electron with one of the carbon electrons. Since there are 4, it takes 4 hydrogen atoms, therefore 4 covalent bonds to make the stable gas. Carbon can also create a double bond, where 2 electrons from carbon are shared with another atom. Carbon dioxide is a good example, since it is made of 1 carbon and 2 oxygen molecules. Oxygen will bond 2 of its electrons with 2 of carbon's valence electrons. The other 2 remaining valence electrons bond with a second oxygen. Oxygen has 6 valence electrons, but can create a double bond with carbon to form a stable bond. Acetylene is formed with triple bonds using carbon and hydrogen. This chemical requires 2 carbon molecules and 2 hydrogen atoms. Carbon will form a bond with itself using 3 of its valence electrons. It creates 6 total valence electrons in the shared bond. It also leaves valence electrons to each find a new pairing. Since hydrogen has 1 valence electron, it makes sense for it to be attracted to carbon to form a single bond. Once there are 2 atoms attached to a single covalent bond, the compound becomes stable. Remember, carbon is stable when it has 8 valence electrons, even if it means sharing a bond to make it happen. As long as carbon can fill its outer shell with 4 additional electrons, it will create the most stable bond versus a situation where 2 carbons form a triple bond with only 1 hydrogen atom. A situation like that would break the molecules apart to force carbon to seek another atom that has 1 electron it is willing to share. Studying organic chemistry is about its life applications. If you can understand how carbon forms bonds to create compounds, then you will have a better understanding of scientifically based careers like veterinary medicine, pharmacology, chemical engineering, dentistry, and other careers. With an understanding of organic chemistry, it is possible to create better medicines for an illness, non-toxic insect repellents, cures for illness, or simply better shampoos. The application of organic chemistry is diverse and helps us understand life. Topics such as acids and bases are discussed to help you become a chemist, doctor, dentist, or scientist capable of innovations. It is both exciting and rewarding once you have a consistent grasp on this topic that goes beyond the basic descriptions you learned about in basic chemistry. Each chapter will focus on terms you need to know, a description and explanation of the topic for better understanding, a summary, and some problems to work on to help you feel more comfortable about the topic. Chapter 1. Organic Acids and Bases. Acid and base are two phrases you should be familiar with from basic chemistry. The pH scale is something mentioned in middle school and only continues throughout your high school science courses. You know the pH scale defines whether an element is an acid, base, or neutral. The scale runs from 0 to 14.